We learned so much this year. Obviously, Kevin and I were men's health specialists, and we talk about men's health all the time, but we bring in a lot of specialists in other aspects of health, and we wanted to highlight a lot of the things that we learned this year.
This is the Man Up Podcast, the doctor's guide to men's health. Each week on our podcast, we interview the top specialists in the field on various topics in men's health. You have questions that you are too afraid to ask, we have the answers. This week, our episode is titled Man Up 2023 Year in Review. I'm Dr. Kevin Chu, and I'm joined as always by my co-host, Dr. Justin Dubin. Justin, happy holidays.
Happy holidays and happy new year. By the time this comes out, I think it will be January 1st. I will probably be sitting somewhere watching all the college football playoffs games.
Amazing slate. Amazing slate.
Incredible slate. And it's so much better than it was in New Year's Eve, because that game, those games were, would go till midnight and you're like, what am I doing here? Now you can just lay on the couch, tired from the night before, just watch all the football.
Nice. Very nice.
Also, shout out for Mizzou for beating Ohio State. Love to see that. Absolutely. And shout out Rutgers. That was a difficult game.
I saw that Rutgers game, man.
Pinstripe Bowl, man. I can't believe it was at 2:45 in the afternoon. How could I watch it? I had a job. Like, I got to work, dude. I was just – I was torn, but I went with Rutgers, and I thought they were going to win. So,
I'm so yeah, you know, you didn't, the chop, U, baby. The chop, U, the chop, U was chop. Down. U was down.
Oh, they did that. You saw that.
I saw that.
They did down, like, the hook 'em horns down. It was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Rough.
Yeah, how about your boys, Tommy DeVito? Looks like is the Tommy DeVito story over?
It's probably over, but he's got himself a backup career, probably in the Giants.
Which,
so that's all he needs. Great story.
Backup QB, awesome position to play, dude.
Vibes guy, you're a vibes guy. It's great. And then your Steelers are somehow alive. I don't really understand.
They're alive, but you know they should just die at this point, you know. But hey, Mason Rudolph. Maybe he is definitely
Kenny
not our
Pickett.
Savior.
Kenny Pickett is the savior.
They all suck, dude. I think we need Russell Wilson. It's time to bring that guy on over.
Oh, tragic. I don't know if you want him, but he's better than what you got right
now. He's better than what we got, you know.
Yeah. But going into this episode, we're going to get into it shortly. We're basically just highlighting the last year in review. We want to thank you guys for all listening and supporting us through the last year. We've gone through a lot of changes. We improved our cameras, our video. So make sure to subscribe on YouTube. That's one of the things we really want to start pushing here for our podcast. And we learned so much this year. Obviously, Kevin and I, you know, we're men's health specialists and we talk about men's health all the time, but we bring in a lot of specialists in other aspects of health. And we wanted to highlight a lot of the things that we learned this year.
Life is about continuing learning. And just as you said, we are men's health specialists, but through each episode, we are constantly learning more and more. And I think as listeners, you guys kind of embrace the same thing. And the whole idea is that you want to pick things to make yourself better. And it's not just men's health stuff. We talk about mental stuff. We talk about stuff in the bedroom. And so we thought it'd be a cool idea to just quickly sum up each episode, quick liner. And if it piques your interest, hopefully it adds to something that you learned, as well as you can go back to that episode and listen more in depth and learn more.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think this is a great opportunity for people who are new to the podcast, new listeners, to get a better understanding of our topics, the things we like to talk about, and kind of highlight some of the things that we've learned over the episode. So you can go back, like Kevin said, and learn more about whatever specific topic. So I think, having said that, I want to thank everyone for listening as always. Let's just get right into it, Kev. As men's health specialists, we know guys are shaving their balls. Yeah, we examine a lot of you, so we literally see it, but we also have the data showing it, too.
That's right. According to research, over 85% of men trim their pubes. Not only that, but research shows that over 70% of women prefer a partner with at least partially trimmed pubic hair.
So guys, we know you're trimming the hedges, and we know that most women prefer you manscape. So if you're going to shave your balls, why not use the best men's grooming kit around? We're talking about Manscaped.
With the Manscaped Performance Package 4.0, you get the Lawnmower 4.0 with their all-new skin-safe electric trimmer that protects your balls from getting those cuts we've all had in the past. You also get the Weed Whacker 2.0 for trimming your nose and ear hairs. And let me tell you guys, we all need to do a better job of this.
Yep, that's right. Kevin and I both have the Performance Package, and we really love it. Manscaping has never been easier for us. And for our listeners, we have a special promotion. Go to manscaped.com and enter promo code MANUP and get 20% off your first purchase.
Go get your Manscaped products today. Your balls and your partner will thank you.
So I think we're going to start with episode 39. Is that correct?
Yeah, episode 39, Mind Over Matter with Jared Tendler, who we actually just played the episode as a rewind last week because it was such
so good.
An awesome episode. And listening to the highlights and just going through that episode again, I just remember how many cool things that he talked about. And you think about them, but you can't connect the dots. And what he does is, you know, he puts it all together for you. And the general idea of the episode is really any performance person, whether you're performing in the bedroom, performing in sports, because he does a lot of, you know, coaching, mental coaching for professional golfers, poker players, day traders. You know, you have to reframe your mindset, understand your issues, and only then, by coming to terms with your emotions, understanding what triggers them, can you really overcome your obstacles personally and professionally. And I think that if you're interested in self-help books, interested in improving your mental aspects of your life in a personal and professional manner, whether it's erectile dysfunction, work, family, this is the episode to listen to.
Awesome. The next episode we had was episode 40, Eat Your Greens, exploring how plant-based diets can impact men's health issues. And we were joined by Dr. Stacy Loeb, and she provided an awesome conversation on how plant-based diets, you know, what they are, all the different kinds of diets we kind of go over, as well as their impact on certain things such as men's health. In particular, I really pulled out from the episode as urologists, just adding to our knowledge of how plant-based diets and its effect or its, you know, association with prostate cancer. You know, the studies show there that there's a beneficial effect in terms of preventing and improving outcomes in men that have been diagnosed with the disease. Additionally, you know, I love that, you know, I always go back to this facet about how processed meats and red meats are classified as carcinogens in the World Health Organization. And talked about that in that episode. Crazy. We, you know, people are eating that left and right, you know, not to say you shouldn't, but, you know, things to think about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's so, so interesting. Very cool episode. That was great. And Dr. Loeb's a big mentor of mine. excuse me. Going into episode 41, Becoming Clitorate with Dr. Lauren Stryker. This episode, I think, is essential listening for every single dude. If you want to help pleasure your partner, this is the episode, right? I mean, we discussed the idea that there's this thing called the orgasm gap. Basically, the concept is that during heterosexual sex, guys basically always orgasm and women 65% orgasm, which means that, you know, guys, we're not doing what we need to do.
We're not doing our job.
And, you know, a lot of people don't really understand the anatomy. The vagina is the vault, like inside. The vulva is everything on the outside, you know, the mons pubis, labia majora, labia minora, the clitoris, etc. So you really have to understand female anatomy when we go through that. And I think one of the final things that was really, really interesting was our conversation on lube. And that was a big conversation.
Yes.
I think Kevin and I learned a lot about.
Yeah.
And how particularly, you know, lubes like KY jelly that are like water-based have like high osmolality and they can compromise the vaginal environment and vaginal mucosa and put you at increased risk for STDs, pain, and that, you know, how silicone lube is actually better, long-lasting and better for your partner. So, you know, scented, tasted lubes, bad. So that was a really cool thing that I learned from that episode.
Absolutely. I had to throw my KY jelly out after that episode.
Congrats on the sex.
Thank you. All right, next episode, episode 42, kind of a continuation in some sort of ways. This episode is titled She Comes First, Understanding Female Sexual Health. And we were joined by Dr. Kelly Kasperson. We had a great conversation. And one of the most important facets that I pulled from this episode was that communication in sexual relationship is absolutely important.
Yes.
Right? You know, we constantly think that like sex is just going to be automatic. You don't have to talk about it. It's just going to happen and everything's going to be fine. But it's not. Women's desire and sex, and we talk a lot about it in this episode, are rather different from a men's perspective what desire is. And so you got to prioritize that in a relationship. And a lot of that's key is communication. And so that's what was great about that episode.
It was a great episode. Kelly Kasperson, great, great podcast. You Are Not Broken, great book.
Great content.
Shout out Kelly. Great content. She's all over the place. Shout out to Kelly. The next episode, episode 43, was The Big Snip with Dr. Premal Patel, a personal friend of ours. And we have talked at length about vasectomy on this episode, on this podcast, because it is an awesome procedure that Kevin and I both do. And, the main points we talk about are the ins and outs of vasectomy, ways in which you can do it. But really the highlight is that it's a safe, quick procedure with it's an excellent option for couples who want no more kids or never wanted kids. And really, you have to understand that nothing changes after a vasectomy. Your orgasm, your ejaculate volume, your erections, your testosterone levels, everything's the same. You're just shooting blank. So if you want to learn more about vasectomy, or if you're a female and you want to educate your male partner on vasectomy, this is a great episode. And it also would pair really great with our previous episode where we have one of my friends come on and talk about his experience with a vasectomy or getting a vasectomy.
I agree, Justin. That was a fantastic episode. All my patients, I always suggest to them, prior to the vasectomy, give that a listen. You really learn a lot about the procedure. All right, episode 44. This was our first live episode.
Nice.
It was a Q&A with the Man Up Boys, and this was done at the Sexual Medicine Conference in Miami back. I think we recorded it in 2022, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was a fun episode. We sat there. We answered some questions just about, various things going on at the conference, as well as stress the importance of, coming in and talking to physicians about any concerns about sexual health. Like, that's what physicians or healthcare professionals are there for. This is not something that you have to live with and just, be like, hey, screw it, never going to take care of it. There are people out there to help. And I think that episode really highlighted very well. And we were, playing host was Rainey Horowitz. So it was a great episode.
Yeah, shout out Rainey. She's great. Follow her on Instagram. She's got some great content. She's a urologist, up and coming resident. So Rainey is awesome. Next episode, episode 45, Shit Talk, talking GI issues with Dr. Kavahoda. This was a very fun episode.
Oh,
Dr.
Yeah.
Kavahoda, he has the House of Pod podcast, which is a really funny and educational podcast on health in general. And we were lucky enough to have him on as a GI physician. And we talked a lot about interesting stuff, including, coffee consumption, how it's actually moderate coffee is okay as long as you're, and it can be protective against things like liver disease, cirrhosis, liver cancer. But, obviously it has to be most likely black. You can't be putting a whole bunch of sugar or cream or stuff in it. The other thing that I really thought was very interesting was the conversation on probiotics use.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of people, especially with IBS and, pouchitis and, use probiotics. And we asked him and we went in depth on the conversation of probiotics, which it seems that in general, there's really not much information on the health and benefits. But there is, it seems like there's minimal downside. So if you want to really learn about more about probiotics and, dietary lifestyle factors that can impact your gut health and your pooping patterns. We talk a lot about poop,
liver,
and alcohol. Definitely an episode you should check out.
Next episode was episode 46, Sex Toys Are Us. incorporating sex toys in the bedroom, and we were joined by Amy and April of the Shameless Sex Podcast. This was an awesome episode. Talked about some things that are not normally talked about. And, you know, we address concerns about, you know, feeling shame, inadequacy when using or potentially incorporating sex toys into the bedroom. And, you know, it was a great episode. Really reassured, you know, listeners out there that sex toys should enhance and not really replace a human connection. It's, we're not using it because we're like, hey, I'm not good enough. And that was awesome.
Huge
to
stigma
highlight
on that. Yeah. Huge stigma on sex toys with men and their partners.
And, you know, if you're ever curious about any instructions on how to use it, this episode really kind of goes into it about proper usage, which ones to look for. You want to look for safe products, ones that aren't going to harm you. Justin really talks about some of his experiences dealing with cock rings and unfortunate having to remove them.
Not personally wearing cock rings.
Sorry, that was totally came out wrong. Yeah. As a physician.
Not that there's anything wrong with that. Yeah, yeah. I have not used a cock ring. We encourage, if you want to use a cock ring, use a cock ring. But I was not telling you about my times using a cock ring.
Or maybe he was. Listen to the episode.
Yeah, actually listen to the episode. You'll find out. Shout out Hot Octopus. Great products, by the way, as well.
Yes.
Excellent products. All right. So episode 49, Let It Flow. We discussed surgical options for prostate problems featuring Dr. Raul Meehan, who is, you know, a BPH goat. The guy does, you know, handles a lot of BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia, which is enlarged prostate. So if you're a guy, you have urinary issues and you're interested in doing something about it, this is a great episode to listen to and understand all the options you have. And I think the main takeaways for this episode really are that if you don't like taking medicine to help yourself pee better, you don't have to. There's a lot of different approaches out there. There's a lot of different surgical options and that fit your goals and fit the flavor of what you want to achieve. So I think that if you want to explore those kinds of options, this is absolutely the episode for you.
Awesome episode. If you wanted some funny urology content, follow Dr. Behan. I think that's his handle.
Save by the balls.
There you go.
On TikTok.
Yes. All right, Justin, I actually think we skipped an episode, but I'll bounce back.
Oh, shit.
Episode 47 and...
Fuck. What was it?
Episode 47 was, Is It Possible to Restore My Penis? Another live episode with our friend, our dear friend. I didn't want to skip over him, Dr. Thomas Masterson.
I'm sorry, Tom, if you're listening. I apologize. I love you, Tom. I was talking to him today.
But forgot about your episode. But that was a great episode, though. That was another live episode. And we talk about restorative therapies and, you know, shockwave, talk about PRP, and really highlight all the new research. And yeah, I think we talk about – actually, we have an episode coming up. We talked a little bit more at our recent SMSNA, I believe so, right?
No, we have to record that episode again.
Oh, okay.
We're going to do an update because we didn't do it. We didn't.
That's
do
right. That's right.
Episode. So we're gonna get an updated episode with Tom because this is such a hot field right now that the data is constantly changing.
Right.
And what we recorded at that time, there's some updated data on some new studies. So very exciting research because a lot of guys, they don't want a Band-Aid, they want a cure. But the difference is, are you a right candidate and does it really work? And that's what we go into in this episode. And so it's really cool. I think it was a very popular episode for us.
Yes.
So go ahead and listen to it.
All right. Episode 48. I personally really enjoyed this episode. Keeping It Real, Discussing Toxic Positivity with Whitney Goodman. In this episode, we talk about a lot of things, you know, first, about the terminology toxic positivity. The thing that I loved in this episode was talking about how, you know, social media and how there can be a lot of lack of authenticity and everyone just trying to promote themselves with this positive kind of outlook, you know? And
It's kind of gross. I hate it. I'll be honest, you know, we're all miserable. That's the
and so you can constantly, you know. But you look at all the stuff online and you just see the positive images and stories that are shared on social media, and you got to remember, hey, that's only just a small fraction of what, you know, is someone's life that they're portraying. And I loved how Whitney was just like, hey, if any of that stuff bothers you, dude, just go ahead and, you know, block.
Or unfollow. Love it. Yeah. Yeah. And her book, Toxic Positivity, is out. Follow her on Instagram. She has a huge following on Instagram. She puts out some really great content, really good information for your wellness. And check out her book, Toxic Positivity, which you can find on Amazon. So I screwed up the order, so we're going to go now to 50.
Oh, episode 50.
Just go to 50.
Oh, yeah. Episode 50. Another great episode. Dude, really, this year we had some excellent episodes. You guys got to go back, listen to all these if you haven't. All right, episode 50 is Understanding Female Fertility with Dr. Natalie Crawford. So we were very fortunate to be joined by Dr. Crawford, and we talked about all things female fertility. So if you have any question about the process, we talked about like how to improve your chances naturally on the, you know, what lifestyle changes. And we also talked about, you know, things that Justin and I kind of are very involved in, which is, you know, what are the artificial, you know, assisted reproductive technologies out there? And I think the most important thing to highlight from this episode and for our listeners to learn. So if you're thinking of ARTs, you know, that includes IUI, intrauterine insemination, which is basically just moving the semen a little closer to the finish line. And then there's also IVF, which is actually, you know, more of placing the sperm and the egg, you know, or sperms and egg in a petri dish and then kind of placing that within the body. So two separate things, but all fall in the umbrella of ARTs.
Yeah. And listen, Dr. Natalie Crawford's amazing. She was on Huberman Lab. So we're bringing you some excellent guests here as well. We had her first, not to brag, but honestly fantastic. Follow her on Instagram, on YouTube. She's very, very smart, well-spoken, very well knowledgeable on these topics. It was awesome having her. If you're interested in fertility with your partner, if you're female, give this a listen with your partner. If you're male, give this a listen with your partner. You'll learn a lot. Which leads me to episode 51, which is a similar topic. Episode 51 is Conversation About Fertility, featuring Dr. Adriana Wong, who's a friend of ours. She's a fellow in reproductive endocrinologist and also has an amazing following, provides excellent educational content online. And a lot of the things we highlighted here were things that we didn't discuss with Dr. Crawford, more about, you know, lifestyle, a little bit more lifestyle factors. Right. A little bit more about male factor. And I think the real important thing to summarize both of these, you know, episodes, which really go hand in hand, and you should listen to both of them if you're interested in fertility, is that, you know, contrary to popular belief, male factor contributes to 50% of fertility, couples' fertility issues. And in one third of the case, it's only a male factor problem. So, you know, men still are hesitant to get evaluated for their fertility. So really for men out there, your best ability is availability. And that's one of my favorite sayings to say. And so if your partner's getting worked up, you should do. And a lot of the things, what's interesting about male fertility is there's a lot of lifestyle things that you can do to optimize your fertility. And that's kind of what we highlight in this episode.
All right. Excellent. Episode 52. This is where we're starting to introduce more and more of our solo episodes. And this was Stigmas in Men's Health with us, the Man Up Boys. this was a great conversation. It really kind of goes in parallel with why we do this podcast and kind of focus it on there, trying to overcome a lot of these stigmas in men's health and how, you know, we should talk more freely about it. Some important, you know, points to pull from this episode is we talk about, you know, what you see online is not necessarily true. Remember, social media, especially when it comes to health topics, a lot of it is, you know, written in a way to try to get it to be engaging. Now, Justin and I try to get it more engaging with facts. It's much, much easier to be able to, you know, say something that's false, but it's more, you know, it sounds awesome. You know, like, hey, this will fix, this will 100% fix your erections and you never have to see a doctor kind of thing, you know?
It's basically like one of those guys in the 1920s who would stand on a little thing. It's like, I have the elixir here, you see? And it's going to, one little spoon is going to cure your all your erection problems. And back in the day, people were like, oh shit, this guy fucking rocks. And then it would never work. They took all their money. And now we have social media doing the same exact thing. So that's pretty much what we talk about.
The IKEA analogy. Can you give the IKEA analogy?
Yeah, sure. I think that this is basically a summary that, you know, I kind of came up with is you have this idea that guys, we want to fix our own problems. So we go online, right? Just like, you know, when I buy furniture at IKEA or any guy, like I'm not looking at the instructions. I'm going to try and figure this shit out myself. I'm going to try and build it. It's going to take me really long. It's probably going to come out really shitty. And eventually, after failing long enough, I'm going to go back to the instructions and figure it out. And that's what a lot of guys do with their health. Instead of going to a doctor, talking about it, they go online, they try to fix it themselves. They're going to spend money, at best lose money, at worst compromise their health or delay their care. So, you know, these are things that we as guys have to do better and you have to get over quickly and just go get the instructions, go talk to the doctor. It's the better route. It's the faster route to getting to where you want to be. So the next episode, 53, Come Through Dripping, another conversation of male incontinence with our good friend and co-resident, Dr. Daniel Furlong. And so Dr. Furlong was our co-resident. He was the third piece to our residency here at University of Miami. And you can definitely tell in this episode, we have a lot of fun. We shit on each other, which is really cool. But I think the important things in this episode and, you know, our incontinence episodes have been surprisingly very, very popular was that, you know, studies have shown up to 40% of men will experience some form of urinary incontinence as they age. 40%. I had no idea it was that high. So chances are, if you're a guy listening to this, there's a good chance you're going to have a problem at some point. And we talk a lot about, obviously, things that you can't control, but a lot of things that you can control. Drinking excessive amounts of soda, coffee, juices. These can contribute to urgency, leakage, you know, because they're diuretics and bladder irritants. And, you know, right. your bladder is sensitive and can be altered by these things. So these are things that, you know, if you're having urinary issues, identifying things that you can do, this is to prevent further problems. This is a great episode for you to listen to.
Joined by Dr. Daniel Furlong. Shout out, Daniel.
All right.
Episode 54, pelvic pain in the ass, understanding pelvic pain in men. And we were joined by Dr. Sonia Balani. Great episode because we talk a lot about pelvic floor physical therapy, in particular for, you know, a lot of symptoms that men undergo. So guys, if you're dealing with urinary frequency, urgency, pain with bladder filling, and, you know, pain after ejaculation, this could suggest potentially that you may have something called prostatitis, you know, and it could be kind of chronic. It may not be some sort of underlying infectious process. And, you know, one of the treatment options for this is pelvic floor physical therapy. Justin and I talk at length with a lot of, we see a lot of these patients who've been going through, like, you know, physicians after physicians, still unable to identify the underlying cause. And sometimes there's no underlying cause, but it could be the pelvic floor is contributing to some sort of dysfunction in which PFPT helps out immensely.
And it's amazing to me, and you should listen to this episode if you're having pelvic pain, testicle pain, because I still find myself struggling a lot of the times to convince men to understand that this is a pelvic floor problem or potentially right. a pelvic floor problem. And I think that when you hear this episode, you'll kind of get a better understanding of why it could be. So, you know, if you're one of those people who've gone, like Kevin said, to several doctors telling them there's nothing wrong with them, but, you know, maybe this could be something that you can do, or maybe you can, something you can bring up to your local healthcare provider. So great episode. And pelvic pain doc is Dr. Balani on Instagram. She also has a book. So make sure to check out her stuff. She's got great content. She's all over the place too. So episode 55, talking cystic fibrosis and male infertility with Gunnar Esiason. I really love this episode. I know Kevin really loved this episode. Mm-hmm. I talked about, you know, I grew up in New Jersey. So, you know, Gunnar Esiason's dad, Boomer Esiason, Boomer and Carton. Now it's Boomer and Geo on the radio. I would grow up listening to those guys on the radio. And I would always hear about Gunnar's story, about the Boomer Esiason Foundation, and how Boomer, you know, son has Gunnar has cystic fibrosis. And we were fortunate enough to have him on. You talk about his fertility journey with cystic fibrosis and his experience with cystic fibrosis in general, because the important thing here to know is that if you are a man with cystic fibrosis, you can have kids. You mm-hmm. are fertile, but you cannot just, you just can't achieve it through normal sexual activity. Right. You have to get a sperm extraction. It has to be through IVF. But it's a really great story. And I think education is key. If you're interested, please listen to this episode. Go check out the Boomer Esiason Foundation. It's fantastic. I'm very excited. You know, I'm going to be hopefully some fun stuff in the future with me and them, the Boomer Esiason Foundation. So great resource for men with cystic fibrosis to really hear the story, or partners who have men who have cystic fibrosis to hear that story.
Agreed. That was an awesome episode. All right. Episode 56, do your research, how to properly educate yourself about your health. And we were joined by Dr. David Keynes. If you want to know how you can use GPT, if you want to know how you can use Reddit, listen to this episode, because we talk about those in terms of, can you use those to really get good health information? And one of the important facets we talk about there is like, all right, we asked Dr. Keynes, how should, you know, a patient or a listener or anyone, and they want to find out information, what should you do actively to make sure that it's, you know, credible? So you got to, you know, one way is to just check sources that are reputable, medical organizations, academic institutions. Also look at, you know, for citations, look at the author's credentials, see where those are coming from. You got to be active in the process of learning health information. And, you know, don't just rely solely on anecdotes. You know, you got to look for balanced views. You can incorporate anecdotes, but look for balanced, unbiased views. And so we talk about, you know, just because Justin and I are talking about it, hey, you should always have a question mark. Be like, you know, what are these guys talking about? You know, check our backgrounds. See where we come from.
Absolutely. Well said.
Don't check too much. But.
Yeah, 20 years ago, different time. Internet was a different time. Let's just say that. I don't think I have a Facebook anymore. Facebook's dead for me. So that was a great episode for sure. David Keynes is awesome. Very knowledgeable guy. You can follow him on Twitter. He's got a great following on education and understanding technologies on Twitter. He's really great at that. Episode 57. Prostate Cancer 101. This is part one of the three-part series that we did. So the next three episodes will be about this. I'll quickly highlight one part. Kevin will highlight another, then I'll highlight the third part. This is with Dr. Mike Adut, who was a co-resident or a senior resident of ours at University of Miami, now went on to do much bigger things, was a first author in a New England Journal of Medicine paper, you know, looking at prostate cancer and MRI detection with prostate biopsies, one of the bigger studies in prostate cancer in a long time. He's now at Cedars-Sinai. So he is, and he has his own YouTube channel, Cancer Better, I believe, is it?
Yes, Cancer Better, yep.
Cancer Better, where he has a great following there. He does some excellent job breaking down at a high level prostate cancer. And, you know, the first episode, we really just discuss prostate cancer screening, risk factors, important things as a guy to understand. You know, if you're at higher risk, if you have a family history of prostate cancer, you have, you know, genetic mutations like BRCA gene, which is breast cancer in women, can also increase your risk of prostate cancer, being African-American descent, obesity, smoking, meat consumption, which we had talked about before. And then ages to screening, you know, 45 is now for our new guidelines, the appropriate age. But if you're at higher risk, you know, that age becomes 40. And, you know, screening can just be a blood test, PSA. We go in depth about that in the DRE and the rectal exam, where, you know, you don't really need to do it if you don't want to. Mm-hmm. So and I think that's something that has always scared guys away from it. There's data supporting that. So guys, if you're worried about your prostate health, your prostate cancer, you want to get screened, just know you can just get a blood test. And I think that's half the battle.
Love that. So next episode, we kind of go dig a little deeper into the prostate cancer workup process. And that we talk a lot about the biopsy. We talk about transrectal prostate biopsy, that kind of experience. And then we also talk about another option, which is the transperineal prostate biopsy. So take a listen to that episode if you want to kind of dig into that more about the differences, as well as we also kind of really expand on this episode, MRIs and how it's kind of incorporated workflow of working up prostate cancer. And, you know, as Justin said, Dr. Duke really kind of was lead author on a lot of these studies. And as I tell my patients, MRI is great because it gives us a map of your prostate before we generally kind of touch it. We can get an idea of the size. We see if there's anything suspicious on it. And in this episode, we really break down, you know, what do all those, you know, lesion classifications on that report, what do they mean? So it's a great episode.
Yeah. And then, you know, wrapping it up, episode 59, we're really talking about, so you're diagnosed with prostate cancer. What are the considerations? What do we need to know? And, you know, we break down this idea of Gleason score, how we stage prostate cancer in terms of risk. And then we talk about the options. And I think one of the most important things you have to understand here is that not all prostate cancer is not all equal. There's different versions, different levels of prostate cancer. It can be complicated, but, you know, there are ways in certain prostate cancers where doing nothing or watching or do what we call active surveillance is a better option than surgery or radiation. And it's an important conversation to have with your doctor before making these decisions. You know, everything when we come to prostate cancer is this idea called shared decision making, where it's, you know, fortunately, a lot of times you and your physician are able to have a conversation because you're able to have, you know, a decision in your treatment care, which is pretty unique for a lot of cancers. Usually you kind of have a one route way, but oftentimes prostate cancer gives you as the patient control over what the next steps are, as long as you're educated on the matter. So we go through all of that stuff as well. It's really a great summary to all three episodes, and really encourage you to check those out. If you're interested in prostate cancer, if you've been diagnosed, you're interested in learning more about prostate cancer, or someone in your family has recently as well.
Yeah, those were a great three-part episode on prostate cancer. I think it was really, really informative. We covered so much over those few episodes. All right. Episode 60, Baby Got Back Pain. We were joined by Dr. Krishna Shah, one of my really, really good friends from college. He's down at Houston, and he's an interventional pain doc. We talk about everything about back pain. We talk about how you treat it. We talk about physical therapy, medications, injections. And the one thing that he really, really stressed was the importance of, you know, not trying to go all the way to the most invasive. A lot of times trying to go straight to injections, try and manage it. You got to build that core foundation, which applies to a lot of things in medicines, to really kind of gain the benefits if you necessary for the additional treatments. And so we talk about building good core strength and the importance of, you know, losing weight. Why do we keep stressing that? Because you don't want to put so much stress on your spine. And so again, at the end of the day, building a good foundation, core muscles, as well as, you know, lean diets and keeping a lean weight really helps in the overall scheme of things.
Isn't it crazy how almost every conversation comes back to weight loss and exercise?
That's true.
Like that conversation in that episode, I remember I was like, shit, I got to do more core.
Yeah.
Because my back sometimes hurts, you know? And I'm like, all right, honestly, after this, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to do like some abs, like not because I want to have a six pack, just because I don't want my back to hurt.
Yeah, but you also want the six pack too. Don't lie.
I mean, listen, I'm in Miami. Let's be honest here. But great episode. Great episode. Yep. And then 61 was another episode, just us. It was what you need to know about semen with the Man Up Boys, us. And this was a fun episode. We answered a lot of questions that we typically get about characteristics, quality of semen. We go through a semen analysis, which can be very, very complicated. There's a lot of different numbers out there that can really, you know, if you look at it and you don't know what's going on, you can feel very overwhelmed. So we kind of break that down. So anyone who has had a semen analysis or is planning on getting a semen analysis, this is a great episode for you to really understand. And a lot of the highlights are, you know, abnormal sperm morphology really doesn't mean that you have fertility issues. So, you know, that's one of the more controversial things, or not controversial, the newer concepts that I think we've come up with or understood in the last 5 years, 5-10 years. And the three most important considerations, and we break this down for a semen analysis, are volume, concentration, and motility. Those are really the things that we're looking for. And if you want to get further details on your semen, about your sperm, about your semen analysis, this is definitely the episode for you.
All right, episode 62, listener Q&A with the Man Up Boys. Again, kind of introducing our new, kind of some new formats that we're going to kind of bring in the new year. And this is where we answer some great questions that our listeners provided from when we posted on our IG channel.
And make sure to follow us there if you have any questions.
Exactly. So if you want to hear Justin give us a full explanation on pearly penile papules, the triple P, listen to the episode. I'm just going to leave that teaser just right there. Great episode. Quick facts and, you know, love it. So.
Yeah, and then I think the last episode is, am I right here, 63?
That's correct.
The 64 was a rewind.
Yeah.
No penetration, no problem with out discussing outer course with the Shameless Sex Podcast girls. This was awesome. First off, they had just come out. These Amy and April have just come out with a book, Shameless Sex. Both Kevin and I have it. We've read it.
Yep.
It's incredible. It's a very good guide for you to become a better lover, become a better partner. And we talk a lot about different things. That one problem that, you know, guys have is that we really only associate sex with penetrative intercourse. And that's not really the case. And some stuff, just hearing the female perspective was so eye-opening. The big thing, guys, clean your hands, wash your nails, take good care of your nails. Because if you're fingering someone, if those things are jagged and dirty, that's fucking gross and painful, dude. That was a big one. That was a big one. You know, penetrative, not only a form of intercourse. And then, you know, you don't want to just rush in there, man. You got to take your time, you know, warm people up. It's a process, and, you know, take your time, and there's a lot of nice little factors in here to be better at all the things that, as a guy, you want to do if you want to improve your you know, if you want to pleasure your partner.
And that's it. Justin, just going over all of those, man, fantastic episodes. So much information that we covered over a year. It's crazy.
It's honestly crazy. And like some of the stuff you mentioned, I was like, oh shit, yeah, I gotta get back on that stuff. So this was really great for us too. Definitely learned a lot, or remembered a lot. And looking forward to another year of a lot more episodes, a lot more fun, a lot more learning opportunities.
Absolutely. And guys, it's guys and girls, whoever's listening, this is we really thank you for your support. And we love to be engaged. So, you know, send us DMs and emails or whatever. Just, you know, we want to really build out this community.
Yeah, and just when you send us emails and DMs and stuff, just remember, this is important because this is all we get all the time.
That's true.
We cannot answer your specific medical
problem.
That's
100%, yeah.
But if you have a question on general health, we're happy to help. But, you know, we do not provide online information or online advice. You know, if you have a true problem, go talk to a local healthcare provider. Okay, guys. So that's just something that we really need to highlight, because I know Kevin and I and our personal Instagrams get these kind of questions all the time. So, I'm sorry, I'm not going to respond and I'm just not even going to address them. So, you know, if you have general questions, we're more than happy to help. You know, otherwise, follow us as always. Thank you guys. Thanks for your support at the Man Up Pod on TikTok, Instagram, and Twitter. We're renovated our website. What's the website, Kev?
It is www.themanuppod.com. We really now have all the YouTube videos there, so it's easy. And we're in the website will keep getting better with time, so that way you'll really find the information that you need.
Yeah, we're changing our logo a little bit. We're going to be making some upgrades to the podcast this year. So we really hope you guys enjoy that, and enjoy the ride with us. And make sure YouTube. That's our big push this year, is our goal. But
you want to see our faces? Come on.
Yeah, I mean, look, we got these nice ass cameras now, so why not? So thanks again for everyone's support. Have a happy new year. And here's to a better 2024 and a better you in 2024.